Blog Talk Radio.
Few minutes late, you know, guys, I apologize. You know, there's so many different things that are going on right now, and I'm not going to sit here and lie, you know, but I just wanted to say that there's so much going on, and I was sitting here just looking at my notification, and I'm like watching my clock, and I'm like, take a notice, your show was, it's set to air in 5 minutes, and this is like, I'm like, oh, no. But God is good, and that's, guys, that's just, my whole thing today is just, let's stay in prayer. Let's stay in prayer over our nation. Let's stay in prayer over our churches. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the different things that people are going through. I'd say let's pray for this very long list. Let's pray for what people are going through. Let's pray for what people are going through today. And let's pray for the church. Let's pray for what's going on. Let's pray for what's happening in the church. And if we would do these things, if we will pray in this season, God is going to definitely do a new thing in our lives. You know, one of the things I have to say to you guys is this, that there's so much that's at stake. And the thing about it, the thing that really, really gets me is that I think that sometimes we're forgetting that we're saved by grace. And I think everyone is so ready to point fingers at people. But, you know, God is the ultimate judge. My prayer today is that we will pray for everyone involved, pray for the situation, and pray that God will have his way in this whole situation. Let's pray that. Today, I really want to talk about the subject of staying true to the journey. I want to talk to you guys about staying true to the journey. Staying true to the journey. And I'm going to be coming out of Philippians, the third chapter. It says this, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, today's message, staying true to the journey. Staying true to the journey, because what happens is that we begin to live our lives and we begin to look at situations that we're going through and we begin to judge where we're at by what other people are going through, sometimes we begin to look at our lives and we begin to say, you know, I can't do this journey because I have messed up, or I can't do this journey because of this situation in my life. I can't do this journey because of that situation in my life. But what God is saying to us today, what God is saying now to me, to you, to the body of Christ, is that we got to stay true to the journey. Stay true to your journey. And that's what's going to be our message for tonight. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. I'm going to play a couple songs, and then after I've done it, then we're going to keep on going on. And what I'm going to do today is play a song from one of my cousins. I love my cousin Eureka A. Wright, and this song is this. If God said it, he shall perform it. This is He Shall Perform It with my featuring my our other cousin Kevin Smith. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys for tuning in. That was His Strength is Perfect by C.T. Winans. Our mission statement for tonight, the message is staying true to the journey. That again is staying true to the journey. There's so much going on that's happening right now in our lives. There's so much that's happening, and we're at the place and at a point in time in our lives where we're being tested, our faith is being tested, we are dealing with so many different things, accusations to the left, accusations to the right, and in the midst of all that stuff, in the midst of all of that stuff, something is happening. And what happens is that we're in a spot where we are having to reevaluate our lives. We're having to reevaluate what we believe is true and what we believe is not true. And I'm not just talking about because of situations that are happening now. I'm not talking about for situations because of that. I'm just talking about we're at this place where we are having to really, really honestly look at and really do some introspection. And what's happening is that we are being put in situations where we have to really evaluate where we are, what's going on, what we're going to do about it. Because something is happening in our lives, staying true to the journey. Now, my journey is different from your journey. Your journey might be something totally different from mine. Your journey might take you somewhere else. Your journey might not be the same journey as mine, but guess what? We are on a journey today. We are on a journey, and the biggest thing I want to tell you today, the biggest thing I have to tell you is that God is doing something in our lives. That God is doing something in our lives. He's trying to do something in your life. He's trying to do something in my life. And what God is looking to see is, are you ready? Are you ready to make a change, staying true to the journey? If you know, feel free tonight to call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. And my first point for tonight is this, guys. Now, if you just tuned in, we're coming from the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It states again, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I want you to know today that you've got to recognize where you are. You have to recognize where you are right now. You know, and what's happening is this. Where are you? The question is, where are you? Because I need you to understand something. I need you to understand what you're facing. I need you to understand what you're really, really facing right here. Because once you recognize where you are, you have an understanding of you're better able to deal with what's truly happening in your life. You know, I like the way Paul wrote this. You know, when he said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Because I think that sometimes in our lives, in our Christian walk, in this spirit called life, we begin to put on our clothes as if we've already have made it. We begin to look down and become pious and look at people and say, oh, I've got this, or I've got that. But the biggest thing I like is that Paul is so humble in this situation. He says, look, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. He hasn't considered himself yet to have taken hold of it. So what happens is that I want to encourage you and to remind you tonight that you have not arrived yet. We're talking about Paul, this man whose name was formerly Saul, who persecuted the Christians because he thought he was doing a service to God. No, he was someone who really studied the law. He was not just someone off the street who decided to write a book on being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, and here he is saying that he does not consider himself yet to have taken hold in it. So my first point tonight is recognize where you are. Paul recognized where he was. He recognized where he was. And I just want to tell you tonight, you have not arrived yet. So if you're looking down at your brother and you're looking down at your sister right now and you're saying, you know what, I used to do that, or, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, I want to remind you today that you have not arrived yet. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes in our lives. We all have made mistakes in our lives. But I need you to understand something tonight, that you have not arrived yet. It's like thinking that, you know, it's like this story of someone who, just imagine a concert, and they're saying, you know, I know that person. I should sit on the front row. So they go to the front row, and they walk towards the front row. And as they get to the bottom of that whole floor audience, they begin to take a seat in a reserved section on the front row, and the usher kind of comes and taps them on the shoulder and says, no, I'm sorry, sir, but you can't sit here because this section is for the friends, for the close friends of the artist who's on the stage. So I want you to understand that you might think that you have arrived, but I want to tell you tonight, you have not arrived yet. We have not arrived yet until we're on the other side, until we're standing before God face to face. So if we're standing before the throne of God, that's when you've arrived. He says, well done. I want you to understand tonight that none of us are perfect. I want to tell you this, that none of us are perfect. Recognize where you are. You have not arrived yet. Listen, there are things God is still working on in you. You know, it's like we think sometimes, oh, I've been in this race. I've been a Christian, living my life for God for the past 12 or 20 years. And, you know, depending whenever you came to Christ, some of us came to Christ at a young age, and we've gone through life, we've gone through experiences, and we're where we are right now. So in recognizing where you are, you have to also be humble. You have to realize that there are things that God is still working on in you. There are things that God is still working on in you. Y'all, it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. It is happening. God is working in you. God is working in me. And I'm here to let you understand something, that when you get to the point where you recognize where you are, you're going to realize that you haven't arrived yet. You're going to be humble because you realize that there are things God is still working on in you. And then I want you to take a look at the at this thing right here, the beginning, near the middle of verse 13, it says, Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I want you to understand something. When you recognize where you are, you'll realize that, hey, I'm not in the past, but I'm in the present. And I'm not in the future, but I'm in the present. I am where I am right now. And I believe sometimes we as Christians, we live off of our leftover blessings. We live off of, as I've heard one preacher say, day old mercies. But how many of you know that God will give us new mercies each day? And sometimes we're living off of the steam, off of the smoke of what happened a couple years ago, and we don't sit here and look and say, okay, this is where I'm at today. Oh, yes, I had great victory yesterday. But instead of living off the victory of yesterday, guess what? We're in today. You know, you might have been on cloud nine yesterday, but today you're dealing with some self-doubt. So if you're dealing with self-doubt, you can't act like you're victorious and you have the self-doubt and things going on the inside of you. Recognize where you are. If you recognize, hey, I'm dealing with these things that I know that I'm not of God, and I'm dealing with all these things of not knowing if I'm going to my left or my right. Hey, what happens is this. What happens is that we forget what God is doing in our life. Then we need to see what's going on, what's causing this thing to happen in my life today. You know, recognizing where you are. Recognize where you are, guys, and stand true to the journey. Recognize that you might be in a place right now that is different from a place you were in a month ago when you were doing great things. I want you to understand that sometimes in our lives we're going to have some mountaintops, and sometimes we're going to have valleys below, you know. But tonight's message is staying true to the journey, staying true to the journey. I hope you guys can understand. And if you're tuning in right now, I'm talking about staying true to the journey. And I'm coming from the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. If you're listening, this is not just rambling. I'm trying to encourage you tonight to recognize where you are. My second point tonight is this: recognize where you are going. And I'm going to come back to that in a second after this next song. This song is Morning's Breaking by Richard Smallwood, and I'll be right back.
I want you to make welcome my friend, Miss Kelly Price. Thank you.
I feel like I can't go on. Love is all around me. Seems like I'll never see the light of day. But just when I thought I'd give up,
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Richard Smallwood featuring Kelly Price. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm G Wright, coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. And we're talking about the topic, staying true to the journey. Because you know what? We are on a journey, guys. And what happens is that people sometimes forget about the journey. And life issues begin to cloud up your mind, and you don't understand some things. And what happens is that sometimes you become discouraged about life. You become discouraged about the things that you know God has called you to do in your life. And if that's you, then this message is for you. You know, the first point tonight was to recognize where you are. Recognize where you are right now. And then my second point is recognize where you are going. You know, there's a song that I like by Diana Ross. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life are showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? And I remember, and I believe that's from Mahogany. I just love that song. And my question for you is, do you know where you're going? It's like God wants us to live our lives where we are focused on Him, where we're focused on and understanding where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do, and ultimately what we've been called to do is to give God glory. What we've been called to do is to be a light. What we're called to do is to share Jesus Christ with our brothers, with our sisters who are going through. Recognize where you're going. We need to be on the move about the business of God. I like to say it like this. Christians need to be, we need to be Christians on the up and up. Yes, I've made that statement up. Well, listen, that's true. We need to be on the move about what we are supposed to do with our lives. Because I think that sometimes we become lost in jobs. We become lost in the system. You know, the system called life. We're here on this planet to make a difference. We're here on this planet to bring people to Jesus Christ. We're here to make a difference in our society, in our family, in our families, first of all, in our communities, and worldwide. You know, I hope you guys are listening to me. Don't become messed up in the system. When I say the system of things like people do this. They go to work. They might go to the gym. They might go to church. And that's it. You know, and that's pretty much like my life. That's pretty much like my life right now. With that whole thing comes knowing that you've got to, what's the word for it? Why are you going through that? Also remember that you should also be striving to do what God has called you to do. Don't just fall into just doing something, you know, and you don't really, really put your heart into it. You're not putting your heart into it. You're not trying to focus and make plans into going into the direction you need to go in your life. So recognize where you're going. It's like this. A dancer does this. When a dancer is dancing, and I think ballet dancer twirling around. I remember when I was taking some dance classes years ago, the dance instructor would say, you have to see that mark. So if you keep on going like 8 turns, back, turn after turn after turn after turn. And what happens is that you have to know, you have to have that focus in sight. You have to know, you have to have that focus to make sure you hit that turn. Make sure you hit that turn. And if you do that, you won't end up becoming dizzy because you have a focus. You got to be focused throughout the mess that you're going through, throughout the mess that's happening around you. You have to stay focused. stay true to your journey, recognize where you are, recognize where you're going. You have to stay focused. Get a mental picture of where God wants to take you. Get a mental picture of where God wants to take you. Some of you, I'm going to give you an example, guys. One time I remember saying, I want to go to Germany. What happened was that I was doing this show, and I said, you know, Lord, I really would like to go back to Germany. We had done a show in Germany and done some things like that while I was on tour. And I said, God, I would like to go there. I had a mental picture, you know what I'm saying, to myself. And I said to myself, I want to go on that trip. I want to go on that trip. And I tell you guys, no lie, about a month later, I think even quicker than that, sooner than that, a month later, I was getting a call, hey, would you like to go back over to Germany for a week? And I went. But then I want to say this. When you have a mental picture of where you want to be, and you work, you do the things you need to do, listen, if it's part of God's will, it's going to happen for you in your life. There's some of you have been called to do some great things. Some of you have been called to become playwrights, whereas you are writing plays, of inspirational plays that are going to make a difference in somebody's life. I know I'm speaking to someone right now, and you've been saying, how can this be, Lord? But God is saying to you right now, get that mental picture of you writing. Get that mental picture of your play being done. And when I look at that, I look at the life of Tyler Perry. I look at the life of so many different people who saw the dream. And he was almost basically living out of his car. But he had a dream. He had a vision that God had given him. He knew. He recognized where he was going. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. I want to encourage you today. What matters is that you know where you are going today. What matters is that you know where you are moving toward today. I need you to understand this. Get a mental picture of where God wants to take you. And I want you to do this in recognizing where you are going. Recognize that you're going forward, because it says this: forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And when you see the word straining, that means with every bit, with every energy, with everything you've got on the inside of you, you're straining toward what is in front of you. Someone tell you that while you're recognizing where you are going, you need to make sure that you are pushing forward, that you don't begin to look backward, but that you continue to look forward, because God is going to do something in your life. Because if you look backward, it says in the Word of God that you are a double-minded man. You have to be, listeners, don't be double-minded. You can't go forward and look back. Excuse me about being double-minded, but you can't go forward and look back. You can't go forward ahead if you're always looking back, thinking about what you did yesterday. Yes, you might have made some mistakes yesterday. Yes, you might have said some things that you should not have said. Yes, you might have done some things that were totally unholy. But God says, forgetting. In his word, he says, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward what is ahead. I want to encourage you, as you are recognizing where you're going, I want to encourage you to press. I want to encourage you to look forward, not back. I want to encourage you to take a step, one step forward, another step. You might say that's too far for me to get to, God. But I'm telling you tonight, if you put one foot forward, then you take the other foot, you put that foot forward, you will end up getting closer to that thing God has called for you and for it to happen in your life. And it will come to pass if you believe. If you believe. You know, I got about 10 minutes to go, guys, and I'm going to play this song. And I hope this song touches your heart. This is Pajam, Open the Eyes of My Heart. I'll be right back. Listen, guys, this is a message that is so true. I think this is a message that is needed today. Staying true to the journey. Staying true to the journey. We're coming out of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. First point was to recognize where you are. Recognize that. Recognize where you're going. And then recognize what you have to do. And I think that sometimes we go to church and we hear these messages about life and about the different things, about you can have all these different things that you want. And I'm going to keep this really, really short because I know I'm running out of time. And these are some things I'm going to also talk about and discuss this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. You know, guys, there's a journey God has called us to. There's something that God's called us to. What he's called you to might not be the journey he's called me to. But stay true to the journey. Stay true to God. Stay true to what God has called you to do, what God has put on your heart. Because what happens is this, guys. When it comes to it, we got to do like Mikey says, just do it. No, don't talk about it. Don't just talk about making a change. Make the change. Don't talk about how much you want to see things happen. You be the one to do it. You be the one to make the change. You know, you got to press toward the mark because it says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So tonight, guys, you just got to do it. Press toward the mark. Press toward the goal. Give it your all. You know, give 100%, guys. You know, it amazes me as Christians, we give all we can when it comes to trying to fit in and to society, what society says and what our friends say, and we try to go through all these things, but give it your all. Like you can do it. Like if you're going out, and when you were in the world and you were going out partying and drinking, you know you'll give it your all. You make sure you had the sharpest outfit on. You made sure that you were smelling good. You made sure that you knew you had good conversation to give. You know what? Why not give our all in pressing toward tomorrow? Let's be 100%. Let's not be 20% Christians. You know, we get 20%. Or no, in fact, let's get, say, 10% plus tithes and offering. The tithes plus the offering, 10% plus offering. Let's not be those type of Christians. Let's be Christians who give our all toward the journey. And if you understand the journey, you understand that we're supposed to live for God to bring glory to his name and bring people to him through Jesus Christ. God's given you all. Put action behind what you say. Do something about it. We're in this not just to win second place. We're in it to win. We all need to have a mindset of I'm going to win. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you've got to believe that, guys. You've got to believe that. You've got to be ready You've got to be willing to do this thing. You know, and I want to tell you because someone out there is thinking this journey. Yes, guys, you are on a journey. Like Pilgrim's Progress, the book that we read when we were in high school, we're on a journey. And as we go through this journey called life, we experience different things. But God wants to use the things that you have gone through so he can bring some other person to Christ, so he can bring someone else closer and understand that they don't have to give up. Stay true to the journey. Stay true to your purpose. Stay true to what God has called you to do. Listen, guys, your journey is not too big for you. Grow into the person God called you to do, to become. Do and decide to see yourself as God sees you. Stay true to the journey God's called you to do and not what people have in mind for you. You know, I want you to understand the whole thing is to stay true to the journey. Stay true to the things that God has placed in your lives. Stay true to the things that God has placed on your heart. Stay true to the vision God has given you and has shown you about your life. If you're serious about what God's doing, he's going to open every door that needs to be opened, especially in this season. This is the season, y'all. This is not the season to look at people and point fingers. This is the season to stay true to the journey. Pray for people. Let's not gloat in what people are going through. People are hurting today. Stay true to your journey. I want to say God bless you. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, GWriteLove, or on my official website, GWriteOnline.com. Don't forget to check out my music, All Things Are Possible Special Edition, which is coming to stores really, really soon. Don't forget to look for me online on Facebook, GWrite. I just want to just say to you guys, God bless, and I hope that you are encouraged today and know that God has you. All things are possible, guys. I just want to say God bless you. I appreciate everything that you guys do, and thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And I will see you again on this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless.
The Heart of Love Radio Show.